Benazir Bhutto was not hurt, but many people were killed, and we will have to see if a bombing also damaged Pakistan's politics. The former Pakistani prime minister had been home from exile for less than a day. She was parading through the streets when a bomb went off yesterday. One of Bhutto's senior advisors, Wajid Shamsul Hassan, blames a lack of security by the Pakistani government.
We did fear because there were indications the government party itself was trying to create a perception that suicide bombing will take place. The fact of the matter is the government had also promised us that there will be presidential sort of security with jamming devices and others. If those jamming devices were there, then these bomb blasts shouldn't have taken there.
We're going to talk about this more now with Fassi Zaka. He's a columnist for the Pakistani Press in Islamabad. He's on the phone. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you.
Was anybody surprised when this bomb went off?
There was an expectation that some sort of incident would take place, but the severity of the bomb has been a surprise to most.
Well, if there was an expectation of an attack, it does raise the question that was raised by Bhutto's advisor there. Did she get maximum security from this government that she's tried to work with but also challenged?
Well, she got a reasonable amount of security because the bulletproof bus that she was provided was from the government. And the problem that you have in Pakistan is the main question that the PPP, which is Benazir Bhutto's party, are unhappy about, was that they didn't get jammers, which would have jammed all electrical signals and phone cell signals that would have prevented anyone within the degree of a very small vicinity to actually be prevented from setting something off.
Oh, because that's the way a lot of these bombs are set off, is by some kind of cell phone signal or other radio kind of signal.
There's also these jammers they have that tend to disable the bomb itself for a brief period of time, its electrical systems.
Let me just ask another question, though. Was it wise, according to people now commenting on this, for Benazir Bhutto to parade through the streets in front of tens of thousands of people, knowing that her life and the lives of her supporters might be in danger?
Well, to a degree, it wasn't wise, but there was also a question of saving face, because there was a previous prime minister who had also been exiled from Pakistan, Nawaz Sharif, who had come to Pakistan, although he was forcibly deported as soon as he came. So for her to announce to come to Pakistan and actually go through the streets, because she was not to be deported because she had a deal going on with President Musharraf, would have meant a severe loss of face, at least with the voters who had come in great numbers to actually receive her. So in that case, it may not have been wise, but from a political point of view, it was essential for her career and her chances in the next election.
Well, let's talk very briefly about Pakistani politics. It's the day after the bombing now. Bhutto is still in Pakistan. What happens now?
Well, the first thing is that allegations seem to be coming from the PPP that the government masterminded this. And in fact, the husband of Benazir Bhutto, Asif Ali Zardari, has claimed directly that it was the government and the intelligence agencies of the Pakistani army who were responsible. On the other hand, the government seems to be claiming that it's the militants in the northern areas and Al-Qaeda who actually set this off.
So this is going to be a major political issue, this bombing itself?
Well, it's becoming one in terms of, from the PPP, it's being painted as an effort of the government. By the way, the government just is not just Musharraf. It includes his political allies, which is another party of the Pakistan Muslim League, one of the factions,
okay,
the Q faction, who are not happy about his dealings with Bhutto, because it means invariably that they will not come back to power in the next election.
Okay, Mr. Zaka, thanks very much. He's a columnist for the Pakistani Press.